Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
Welcome to episode 4 of Liberty Mail. I'm Katie Kenline.
And I'm Grace Riley.
And we're coming to you live from the underground studio at Grove City College for the Institute for Faith and Freedom. Since the war began in Israel Saturday, October 7th, when Hamas fighters and terrorists invaded Israel from Gaza, we've been watching the international reaction. So we're going to dive into that today.
Yeah, we're going to dive into it. Our question has become, do people really support Hamas? What's going on here? Because so many protests started happening across the world and across our own country, whether it be on college campuses, in cities, through statements put out by college groups and other organizations. So the question is, why are so many people seemingly coming out in support of Hamas? Why are so many people so against Israel? And what does all of this really mean?
Yeah, exactly. And as we've seen, a lot of support behind the nation of Israel, a lot of people praying and standing up for the state of Israel. It's been beautiful. At the same time, one of the biggest things we see on a global stage, the UN still will not label or sanction Hamas as a terror group, despite everything that's happened. The Trump administration tried to push for this in 2018, and the only member of the UN Security Council that voted to make Hamas a terrorist, to be sanctioned, label them as a terrorist organization, was the United States. So this is a trend we've seen for a while that will not recognize Hamas as a terrorist organization. But then we start to see that trickle over onto college campuses and statements that colleges and universities put out. Some of these schools have students that are from there, have students that are there. It just has become crazy what we see on the campuses across our country. And I think something that we also mention is that the perspective of where a lot of these students, they are very blessed to be able to say what they're saying because they have freedom of speech in the United States of America. And it's a very different situation for them here than it would be if they were on the ground in Gaza.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the clearest examples that exemplifies what you're talking about is photos that surfaced from protests, specifically in bigger cities, where people were holding signs that said "Queers for Palestine." Now, for anyone who knows anything about what Hamas's reign is like, because Hamas is a terrorist organization, and anything about what would happen if you go to countries in the Middle East saying that, it just is completely inconsistent, and they probably would not last very long there.
Exactly. It's the blessing of them being able to have free speech in the United States. The people who they do not, I don't know if they really wish that they could be in the Palestine state right now, or that they could be the difference between the terrorism that's reigning there and the freedom that's reigning here, because we have a beautiful democracy and republic. It's very different. But unfortunately, in all this free speech, we see a lot of things that are really shocking. Maybe we thought we're not in this moment really still, or this is what universities and students are saying. One of the biggest things here in Pennsylvania, the Huntsman, John Huntsman, his family, he served in the administrations of, I think, every president from Reagan to Trump. He was an ambassador to China under President Obama, very influential family. He this week said that he's pulling all his funding for Penn, because he said Penn has become deeply adrift in ways that make it almost unrecognizable, that moral relativism has fueled the university's race to the bottom. This is a university he graduated from there. This is where he gave them millions of dollars, and he has pulled his support because they would not stand with Israel, would not take any stance condemning terrorism or condemning the violence of Hamas. This is what we see as complete here, like moral relativism run rampant on college campuses in the U.S.
Yeah, so we're going to break down a few of the things that we are talking about that universities put out, and also what kinds of chants and speeches and support was going on at these protests. But just quickly, to backtrack just a little, I thought of another example that I think is a really good one. where free speech, yes, we have to tolerate it, but the solution is to come back at speech that may be like this with more speech. That's the wonderful thing about being in the United States. Mm-hmm. One thing that was really interesting, so the timing of this was right after Hamas's attacks on Israeli citizens. So this was around the weekend of the October 7th, 8th, 9th, that area of time, where all we really knew were the horrific crimes that were committed against Israeli citizens mm-hmm. by Hamas, the horrific terror. And people at that point in time were coming out in support of Hamas. One example is Mia Khalifa, who is, I think, one of the most world-famous adult film stars. And she is in the United States now, but is from Lebanon. And she made statements basically to the point of supporting Hamas, mm-hmm. saying that Israel deserved it in a sense, and statements of that nature. And what a lot of people rightly pointed out was, for her line of work, if she were to go back to her home country, she would likely be killed, beheaded. And it's really crazy stuff, where do people not understand the reality of this or not? Mm-hmm. And some of the things that happened on college campuses, there were a variety of statements. The most well-known was Harvard's statement. Mm-hmm. So a variety of Harvard student groups put out a joint statements signed by their elected officials in support of Palestine and Hamas and against Israel. Mm-hmm. And that received a tremendous amount of backlash, which we'll get into more. But
yeah,
Columbia.
And not from the college.
From backlash everyone else.
In the, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So backlash from everyone else. We can actually just jump to that now. What happened was, so Harvard students make this absurd statement following the massacres that occurred. And again, this is an immediate statement after the massacre that weekend. So they make this statement, and now big donors are pulling out. Mm-hmm. Multi-million dollar contributors, big, big donors have pulled out of funding for Harvard because of this, kind of like what you said with Pencil Pen. And in addition to this, the students' names who signed this were published, and now they've gone back on their statements because it will probably impact potential employment opportunities. Mm-hmm. And someone, so Elena Mastrangelo summarized this on X, so she's a reporter for Breitbart News, mm-hmm. and I just thought it was a really good overview of what happened with Harvard. She said, if you're ever feeling bad about yourself, just remember 30-plus students groups at Harvard signed a pro-Hamas statement in response to 1,000 Israelis being slaughtered, and then the Ivy League university was too cowardly to condemn them, so said nothing, until nationwide backlash mounted, at which point they released a statement which they made no mention of their student groups. So they continued to receive backlash, yeah. at which point they released a follow-up statement trying to distance themselves from their student groups. And now the students themselves are scrambling to take back their statement upon realizing that future employers don't want to hire terrorist sympathizers. The people who are supposed to be among the most intelligent in our nation clearly aren't intelligent at all. So that was a good statement, I think, that went over the entire thing that happened. But just yeah. to list a few other schools, Columbia University, Students for Justice in Palestine posted on its Instagram page right after the attacks about the, and I quote, inevitability of resistance as part of the struggle for decolonization. Mm-hmm. George Washington University, another one who made the news, and their Students for Justice in Palestine weighed in on the devastation in Israel by saying, we will be caged no longer. And Black Lives Matter, the very well-known Marxist organization, put mm-hmm. out a post following this that received tremendous backlash. They mm-hmm. actually went back on it, I believe.
Yeah, which is but it's, very good.
It's good, but yeah. I think completely too late. They never should have even put this out in the first
exactly,
place.
Yep.
But they put out a graphic that had someone paragliding with the Palestinian flag. Now, for those who are not aware, on it was Saturday, October 7th, in the morning when this whole attack even started, Hamas terrorists paraglided into a music festival
yep.
and massacred hundreds
yeah,
of
it's like
civilians.
It's like 260 or more people dead, like complete devastation.
From that event.
That's where a lot of the people who were taken hostage were taken from their young people from around the world. It's absolutely nothing that should be joked about. It's horrific that, and to mock it in that way. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense that a statement would be put out like that, which it does kind of make sense understanding that organization. But again, for something, a lot of people are saying that they're not that surprised about the university's reaction to this or groups like Black Lives Matter. I was kind of surprised personally.
Yeah.
I would have never thought to see things that were that wrong come out. So
yeah, people have, it's almost like you're seeing some true colors of a lot of things that you're seeing start to see. And I'm very glad that we have the backlash, because when you have such moral relativism that says you can believe whatever you want to, like your truth is right, whatever, then you have these really confused ideas about like, well, who is it okay to kill and who is it fine to kill? And you start to, so it's very good that people have started to see, oh, this is really like the Harvard groups. This is really, really messed up, the statement they put out by these groups together. It's very good that people have reacted that way, but it is surprising that people have such guts to say, to post absolutely joking about the murder of people on social media, in the case of Black Lives Matter, or put out some statement that you feel so empowered to post that's really standing for nothing at all, like these groups that we've seen across the country. It's wild.
Another thing off of this, actually. So another interesting story, there was a doctor in New York City who was fired because, again, just like the groups we've already stated, right after this massacre, this doctor posted a post on her story on Instagram celebrating the massacre that occurred at that music festival, saying they deserve something to the effect of they are getting a taste of their own medicine. Not even, that's a quote, actually. Mm-hmm. So in response to a video of this massacre saying the Israelis are getting a taste of their own medicine, which is something, again, never thought I would see. But a few more examples of things that happened during protests on college campuses, specifically at Cornell University, a professor was speaking about the Hamas terrorist attacks and called them exhilarating and energizing.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back and forth here and read through some if you want.
At the University of Wisconsin-Madison on their campus, some reporters came across a protest there where they heard and have – there's video of chants that include them saying glory to the murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Like this seems made up. And then – so then what we get is then people saying all the Hamas violence is propaganda. Everything you're hearing, this is all propaganda. But this is the reality we're living in. It just seems like, how is this possible that people are actually saying this? But this is in the age we live in. We have social media where we can see a video of a large group of students gathered together chanting horrible things together.
Yeah, and just to go through a few more quickly. So this was an interview from Addison Smith of Newsmax. He was walking around doing man-on-the-street interviews, and a woman said that the Hamas violence is all propaganda. And that's a theme that's been going on as well, where people are saying that the violence didn't actually happen, that it's a conspiracy, which is not true at all. So completely denying the horrific things that took place and protesting. Another pro-Palestine demonstration at George Mason University said basically included similar things where actually, so this is actually interesting. Mary Margaret Alohan is a reporter for the Daily Signal.
Mm-hmm.
She went around and talked to students, and her analysis was interesting because a lot of the students there, some of them said they supported Palestine but not Hamas. Others really had no idea the difference. Others had no idea that people at that same protest were celebrating Hamas as martyrs.
Yeah.
So there was definitely a lot back and forth there. That's interesting.
Well, and this goes back to what we saw when donors were pulling out funding from schools, and a general trend that we're seeing overall for the last many years, the general decline in higher education, and start seeing the fact that in a place where students are most supposed to be so informed and being enlightened, again, students don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they stand for. I saw a heartbreaking video on some conservative platform from University of Washington in my state. There's a pro-Palestine but against Israel rally that's happening, and three girls who are of Jewish heritage standing there absolutely sobbing, trying to talk to their admin at their school, who's also standing there, saying, don't you understand, these people want to, like, they want us dead. Like, it's this crazy, crazy, just people parading around, like, I'm just going to share, you have such freedom in this country, and they do not realize even what they're saying. Like, that's, again, you live in a very different reality in the United States, where there's not death, life and death on the table. The reality is that to start to support Hamas here is like you're in support of death and murder there, like on the ground in Israel. It's crazy to see, what's going on, like real interactions between peers that are just devastating because people don't, it just brings it to like, do people know what they're supporting? Are they at these institutions? Do they even know like what's happening? The history of Israel, could they point to Israel on a map? Do they know like how the history of this conflict and how long this is and why oftentimes the people who are very much the first people to say we must teach history and don't ban books because we need to teach history and we need to make sure, you know, the people who start to say, oh, the right wants you to forget about the Holocaust and all these things, they're so quick to forget about it now and to forget about any similarities or in between how they're treating the state of Israel now.
Of course. And the other important thing to note is that a lot of these universities have, for the past few years, banned words because they were triggering, created safe spaces, all sorts of stories where they've thought it fine to basically police speech, ban certain words on college campuses. The most famous example is obviously trying to remove words with man in them because it's not inclusive enough, things like that. So that's the kind of thing that's been going on for years. And now all of a sudden, this is totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's just pretty inconsistent. But I think as you pointed out, and we were talking about this, so is all of this, all of these protests, do the students especially who are protesting really support Hamas? Do they just support Palestine? Do they not know what's going on? Are they watching the war to understand what is going on through and through? Are they aware of the conflicts that have existed there since Israel's founding in 1948 and before? Are they aware of these things when they're protesting and providing commentary? I would bet probably not. I would bet that right now a lot of people are saying this is the right thing to do, stand for Palestine, and a lot of people are following that. Now, the other distinction that should be made is that Israel is not fighting against Palestine.
Exactly.
They're not, and they're trying to help save as many as they can Palestinian citizens. And also, just to step back quickly and make the note, we should be praying for everyone over there with what they're going through. We should be praying for all of the innocent Palestinian citizens.
Yeah, living under terrorist reign.
Yeah, like there's such horrible things going on, and war is horrible. And for anyone who's been paying attention to this entire conflict, it's heartbreaking where a lot we're called to pray as Christians, and there's a lot of that needed. But again, for all these protests to be taking place, it seems like people miss the fact that Israel did not declare war on Palestine at all. It's on Hamas, the terrorist group,
terrorist organization
that attacked them.
Yeah, and then they're fighting Hezbollah, another terrorist organization.
Exactly.
Not the people of Lebanon or not the people of
And the people of Lebanon under Hezbollah and the people in Gaza under Hamas, those people are hurt by these terrorist groups. The terrorist groups oppress their own people, and which is tragic.
And they don't have that free speech that the people living in America have. The people living in the United States who are able to gather at a college campus and say, you know, Israel is terrible, like attack Israel, they do not have any free speech or free assembly in under Hezbollah or Hamas rule. There is no way that they have that freedom.
No.
There would not be women able to be there. There would not be, like, there's some blindness.
The other note, too, to make is that it is also true at the same time that there is, at least there was the past few years, large support where Hamas was elected.
Yeah.
And had was polling recently at 53%
approval.
True,
yeah.
So it's worth noting that there are also many people and many Palestinians who support Hamas. And we've seen Palestinians across the world celebrate mm-hmm. what Hamas did, call them martyrs, call these acts justified, say all sorts of things. At protests, people are chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Well, that means getting rid of Israel. And what does that mean? So these are not peaceful things to be chanting, especially in response to what happened. And again, the question is, again, this was another interesting video where someone was asked, they were holding a sign that said, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." The reporter asked, "So what happens to Israel?" The person instantly walked away, didn't want to answer the question. But again, it's a messy, messy situation mm-hmm. that needs a lot of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to how many students genuinely support Hamas. Mm-hmm. I think some do and have made that clear by the things that they've said. Some do support Hamas, think what they did was justified and necessary. But there are also plenty of students who probably don't and don't realize what they're aligning themselves with.
Yeah. And it's a sad day when we say what has happened, where a generation that thinks, you know, so informed, we have so much access to so much, we have so much access to so much media and can just look through all. I mean, we've seen so many pictures and horrible images online and just look through and say, oh, you know what, this whole I like to live in this land of moral relativism, you know, and that's something that that's not reality. And we can't live in that. And I'm grateful every day for truth that cuts through darkness. But man, we have to keep praying.
Yeah, absolutely. Prayer is so, so important. And that's one thing that we can do. And this is a conflict that is so complicated that to try to fit it into a quick episode mm-hmm. like this is pretty much impossible, where there's obviously plenty of things that we missed, didn't have enough time to get to. It's such a deep and right now heartbreaking and horrific thing that's going on and has gone on. It's just very, very sad, and prayers are important. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. We will have more for you next week, next Thursday. So be staying tuned and looking out for the new episode coming up. And we thank you for joining us today and ask that you would like and subscribe to stay up to date with our latest episodes.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.